We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Mike Sielski, Glenn Mack, now 94 WIP this hour, sponsored by Meridian Bank. Regional presence, community touch, Meridian Bank. Innovative business banking for entrepreneurial success. Let us talk to Bill in distant Seattle. Bill,
how's it going?
Your Seahawks got a shot?
I hope so. I mean, if for the Eagles' sake, that'd be great.
See where his true loyalties lie.
Yeah, that's
here.
Okay with me.
But it's supposedly raining like crazy down there and windy. So,
something tells me the Seahawks know how to play in rain.
Yeah. Well, we'll see. Hopefully it's a good game. So I want to touch on something you guys said earlier, but real quick, I think you guys asked about this. Of course it's hard to beat a team three times,
mm-hmm.
but it turns out if you've already beaten them two times, beating them the third time is actually, as far as things go in professional sports, pretty easy.
That's what I think. I need to look at the numbers, but yeah. that's my instinct.
So at home, those teams are 12-6.
Okay.
And of course, if you're playing a division foe that you split with, you're 500. So 12-6 is a lot better. And on the road, they're 2-2.
Okay.
So now, you know, the Tampa Bay bucked that trend two or three years ago, whatever it was. But every year people say, oh, it's hard to beat a team three times. Well, it's not hard to the conditional probability is what matters there.
Right,
but you guys touched on this like the second caller, and I listened on the rewind, so I missed the middle part of your show, but about giving hello.
Yeah, we got you. Go ahead,
Bill.
About giving Jalen Hurts a contract. Mm-hmm. I mean, I'll just cut to the conclusion. Under no circumstances can the Eagles give Jalen Hurts a max top market contract. If Patrick Mahomes wins the Super Bowl this year,
mm-hmm.
he'll be the first quarterback ever
to
win a Super Bowl on a top market contract. And his contract isn't even as bad as the
okay,
stuff that
but what do you do? So what do you do?
Well, if the Eagles win the Super Bowl, so I said this in the beginning of the year that, and I think Howie Roseman is thinking this way, actually. At least there's a chance he is. I said this at the beginning of the year. The better Jalen Hurts plays this year, the less likely he is to be on the team.
So you think they could? You think they could let him walk?
No, not let him walk. The second best option, or actually, I think the option I would do is keep him next year. Go for it again next year. Make no mistake, this is a go for it all in year.
We agree on that.
Completely agree.
I would tag and trade him after next year. Same thing that happened with Davante Adams. Same thing that happened with...
I can't. Bill, I hear you, and I appreciate what you're saying, but a great quarterback is a rare and wondrous commodity. You're kind of stuck in the damned if you do, damned if you don't. I understand his point, which is he'll eat up so much of the salary cap, mm-hmm. and he's right. Teams tend not to win on quarterbacks and contracts because of that. But you let him go? And he plays for somebody else, and what, you start all over with who?
Well, I mean, that's the question. And I think one of the factors we have to at least consider is the fact that football has changed over time in a specific way, which is that you see more and more offensive concepts and schemes from college and even levels below that, high school, filtering up to the NFL, mm-hmm. right? Like, Mike Lombardi, the former executive who's on with Angelo once a week, you know, has said it over and over again. The Eagles are running Oklahoma's offense with Jalen Hurts. Well, that's not a new and different thing around the NFL anymore. You see Andy Reid using collegiate concepts. So my point being, there's an argument to be made that it's easier for a young quarterback, if you get the right one, to come up and play well immediately. So it would be easier, theoretically, to let Jalen walk and draft somebody or sign somebody to come in and play fairly well. And if you can build a great team around him with that cap space, you don't necessarily need a Mahomes or a Brady or a Josh Allen.
Good luck with that.
Well,
I wonder if
the Baltimore Ravens are going to try it, Glenn.
Well, that Lamar Jackson's interesting one. And I saw something yesterday. I forget which of his teammates, one of the wide receivers, because he's not going to play tomorrow.
Right.
And there is a belief among some of his teammates, like, he really could play.
Yeah.
But he's preserving himself. And one of his teammates said, I hope he finds it in his heart and his courage that he gets out there and joins us to win this. Yeah, it's an interesting situation. All right, we got just a couple minutes to go. We'll grab some calls. Tim, you're up next. But before that, it is time for This Week in Philadelphia Sports History. 5 years ago yesterday, my boy, the Eagles play Atlanta. The Eagles are up 15-10.
Yep.
Find that score. Fourth and goal. 1:05 left. Atlanta with the ball. Here we go.
Ryan rolling to the right. Ryan in trouble. Ryan flips one into the end zone with a prayer. Incomplete. Jalen Mills covering.
Unbelievable. Biggest play of the game. Julio Jones falls down.
He falls down and they flank the fullback wide to the left.
Look at this. Jalen Mills, who has come so far here in his second year, he falls down. Now watch Julio going to get it up. Ryan still wants it and they can't quite get the completion.
So close. You remember how close the great run that ended with the Super Bowl win. Do you remember how close at that moment it came to just ending?
I will never understand the play call by the Falcons on that. Steve Sarkisian was their offensive coordinator. They basically had Matt Ryan roll right. Great for the Eagles. He cut off half the field. He had one option. It was Julio Jones. I thought Collinsworth was a little tough on Julio there. He said it like Julio had tripped over his own 2 feet or something. Yeah. He slipped and fell, which is a risk you're going to run if you only have one receiver you're supposed to go to. But I said this to you before the show, Glenn. There are certain playoff games in Eagles history that I think fans and followers of the team have kind of memory hold. That's one of them. People forget how close the Eagles came to not even making the NFC Championship game, let alone demolishing the Vikings and then beating Tom Brady to win the Super Bowl.
Eagles were underdogs at home to Atlanta. They won that game by the skin of their teeth. I mean, that ball touched Julio Jones' fingertips. And then the next week they had Minnesota, whom they crushed. Now, I didn't think that was a particularly good call by Michaels and Collinsworth.
Me neither.
Here's the call that I love.
Ryan rolls. Ryan pumps. Ryan is throwing it up in the air. Incomplete! Incomplete! And Taylor for Jones! Incomplete! And the Eagles take over on downs with 58 seconds left.
What an unbelievable job by this defense. It's hard to come to South Philadelphia and leave here with the win. You just don't come to Philadelphia and leave here with the win.
Mike Quick feeling pretty good. That was a great call. You have something to say about that, sir?
Well, yeah. So when we decided we were going to run this audio during this segment, I was cutting up the audio in Adobe Audition, and I just found this very interesting because we all remember how loud it was for those few playoff games at the Link. But so when I pull this audio and I edit it, I can see like the wavelength, like how loud or quiet some things are. That brief moment that the ball was in the air and about to go through Julio Jones' fingertips, it basically registers in my application here as like dead air for like a very split second. That's how quiet it was.
That's great.
For that very brief moment.
Yeah.
At the Link.
Stadium was holding his breath.
Yeah.
You know,
and your point, Glenn, about the call there, Al Michaels on that call and the last play of Super Bowl 52 where Brady throws the Hail Mary, he almost sounds distracted during the moment. Like, and the ball lands and the game's over and the Eagles have won. You know, you contrast that with Merrill and Mike and it's really no comparison at all.
They were great. Tim and Glenside is with us. Hi, Tim.
Good afternoon, gentlemen. I know you're up close to the end of the show here. Quickly, do you guys envision a rift between Sirianni and Howie Roseman if these coordinators get head coaching jobs? Because, correct me if I'm wrong, but both defensive coordinators with Peterson and Sirianni were chosen by Roseman. And we all know the story of basically why Peterson was ushered out of town because of disagreements over his coaching staff.
Interesting thought.
You know something, Tim? I had someone who's very close to the team and part of the organization suggest to me a couple of weeks ago that he was interested to see how Sirianni's relationship with Howie progressed. Because on the one hand, you have Doug, who is kind of a naturally agreeable kind of guy, and then eventually got to the point where he wanted to hire his own assistants or retain his own assistants, and Howie and Jeffrey Lurie said no, and Doug wasn't the coach anymore. This person suggested to me, you know, Nick isn't going to hold his tongue. Nick is going to say what he believes. So I think you raise a really, really interesting situation.
It is.
And obviously the past 2 years has only bolstered Sirianni's standing in the NFL.
Right.
I mean, he kind of came in and the belief was that he was going to be, you know, he was chosen because he was going to be the yes man to Howie and Jeffrey. And, you know, to have the team in the playoffs and regardless what they do this year, you know, to go 14-3 and set the record for the most wins in a regular season. I don't think it's going to be an issue with Gannon, but definitely if the offensive coordinator leaves, I think this could be a major issue.
It's an interesting thing you bring up. We will see how it goes. I think there's a good chance, as Ray Dinger said, that one or both of those guys get a job. And will Nick have much say? Will he want much say in who his coordinators are? It is what ended up having Doug leave town, that plus the whole Wentz thing. I don't think they want to lose another successful coach.
What if they brought back Frank Reich?
I'm good.
I'd be good with that, too.
Yeah, and they have a great relationship. Yep. Frank, Nick worked for Frank. Yeah,
yep.
Problem solved. Nice work.
Hey, there you go. This is why I'm here. I fix problems. I'm Winston Wolf. I solve problems.
Yes. It's an hour away. I'll be there in 15 minutes.
Yeah.
215-592-9494. We got time for you before we get out of here. Mike Sielski, Glenn Mack now on 94 WIP.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.